Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Reach out and get involved in the party here on McLarty Daniel Hotline.
Was it Bell that used to have the reach out and touch someone? I don't think you can do that. That was their campaign slogan.
That was AT&T, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. Yeah,
it's a crime. It's taking on a whole other meaning, unfortunately, in these times. All right. We're here and we're ready to go here on, or as ready as we're going to be. I mean, come on. It's not like we've been, cramming for this
or anything like that. No.
Why would we do that? I mean, come on. That's just going to get
that would raise the bar.
It'll get in the way. It'll just get in the way if we prepare. That's all. We've got everybody here. DQ is with us here as well.
Hi.
DQ not wearing, I want this noted for the record, not wearing a Bama sweatshirt today.
I thought about it.
You did?
But okay. You didn't act on the thought. And
I didn't.
That shows growth, I think.
Wow.
Or fear. I don't know which. Fear from the mob on the internet. But
let's talk about grilled cheese.
Absolutely. Let's do that. You could do that all day.
God, that was boring.
Thank you, Big Mike. Maybe we'll hear from him today.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. We should like have Science Friday or Science Monday or something.
Well, that's been taken. We could do Science Monday.
Okay.
That's available. Right, Science Friday is, somebody's doing that already.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, it's, Science Friday, Ira Flatow on NPR.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's a great show, actually. It's really interesting.
Science Friday. All right.
Every now and then. Sometimes they get on a boring topic or whatever. But, I enjoy that show.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
Sounds like a winner to me.
We are prepared. I am prepared emotionally for you to overreact to two things today. The baseball team losing a series and the red-white football game. I am prepared for your violent overreactions to both. So bring them on. I'm ready today. Normally, I would dread a day like today, but for whatever reason, I don't know why, but I'm prepared today. I can handle it. I'm ready to deal. I'm ready to cope with this. I'm ready.
Okay, so we all agree we're firing Van Horn after this, right? I mean, he's 2 out of 3 at Alabama.
Can we just nudge him into the foundation instead of just firing
him?
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. He should be be reassigned to a different location.
DFA'd?
Yeah, DFA'd or something like that.
All right.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
And obviously, they should clear out space in the big trophy case to put the national championship trophy
in. Which one is the big trophy case?
The one where Larry is.
Oh, we're
that's
getting
the that's the biggest trophy they got.
Well,
right
we can't
now,
get rid of Larry,
right? Well, yeah, I mean,
he's an icon. He's an icon. I'm ready for all the overreactions on both sides because you have the Talen Green Heisman campaign kicked off on Saturday, and all of this stuff. Here's the funny thing about all this. I try and bring this up every time because it's just so unfair to the players, the way we consume these sports. It's just unfair because now he could have a good year, but not win the Heisman. And some idiot out there will think he stinks. And that's just not fair to him. But, it's the way the world works, I suppose.
Today's day and age, unless you are one of the top 5 teams in the country, winning the Heisman is not an option. So,
and if you got to be the quarterback. So he's got that part down.
Yeah, he's got that part.
Forgive me for being the old school person here, but let me see him play in an actual game before we start getting his College Football Hall of Fame trophy or plaque ready to go.
I always like to point out he had a great game, but that means your defense had a bad game.
See, why'd you have to do that?
Well, I mean, that's just the way it is, but... Yeah. We had somebody live at the Red White game who has filed a report with us. We'll do that later.
Oh, okay.
I've got all.
I don't know about this.
I got all of the postseason talking points.
I should go to a meeting.
No, we don't really want you there. It's fine. We did that. There is transfer portal news. The football transfer portal is officially open tomorrow, but we've got a sneak peek of guys fleeing. And
they were open for business.
Let me tell you, baby, they were open.
Are we still 69 days from a baseball national championship?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
let's check it on that. They only have two losses left in your
49-7. I know.
They have two left.
They've burned
through five already. We're not even to May.
It's fine.
So they've got to go. What are they? 29 and what are they? What's the record now?
Hold on, I got it right here.
They're 30-5. Okay, so there's 16 more games left. So they have to go 14-2.
Scott has texted in on the McLarty Daniel hotline, and I hate starting it off with calling someone out, but he is correct. Peter, who is our Australia listener, called in about a month and a half ago and told us to bet the house on Adelaide in Australian rules football. Just bet the house.
Yeah.
We're talking about Adelaide. Well, they're off to a 1-4 start.
Well, maybe they need to fire the coach.
And Peter needs to call in and explain himself. How could you be so wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter from Bentonville.
He should call in because we have to pay for that. And I just love the idea of having to pay for a call from Australia and you just dragging it on as long as you possibly can.
See, this is when you want me to engage in conversation.
Yes. I'm going out for a sandwich. You take it, man.
It is tax day. Did everybody get your taxes done?
If any of you just went, oh, bleep, you're
in trouble.
They got you. Yeah, they got me. Yeah, absolutely.
I've adopted a new strategy.
And that would be what?
I'm not going to pay them until they ask me for it.
Oh, I see.
I'll file your paperwork. Yeah. That's fine. But until you actually ask me for it, I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay. Well, that's what are you waiting on? The first, like, nasty gram or
they take your car away or whatever? No, I file it. I have an account with the IRS. I just wait for it to post and then pay it that way.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay.
Yeah, that should be July.
Oh, well, you got to. You got time to save up.
Absolutely,
you
I can.
burn all the money by then.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Light it on fire.
Yep.
That's what you should do.
Mr. Pibb surmising that Adelaide is having normal Australian football rules problems.
And we should point out that Peter was just, that was just his sense of humor coming out.
Yeah, Peter, you need to call in and explain yourself because they are 1-4. Including a loss to an expansion club. That shouldn't
really
happen.
They lost to the Who's the latest expansion team?
The team they played in week one.
I was so
frustrated with Peter that I don't remember.
Oh, wow. That is unfortunate.
Here we go. Guyman in Springdale is texting. Oh, well, baseball had a good run. On to the football championship season.
Don't do it, Guyman. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it.
It appears as though Arkansas struggles to hit the baseball.
Yes.
I don't know if this is a...
They are 13th in the league in games played in offense.
So back in January when the basketball team got blown out by Auburn, I surmise that, you know, but we don't know if it's a them problem or an Auburn problem. Auburn was really good. Well, it turns out both were true. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is an Alabama problem because they unveiled some kid they picked up off the street yesterday. Just threw him out there, and he went like eight innings, and it was beautiful to watch.
For Alabama, not for us.
Yeah, you were like, before we walked in here, you were reading off like, you know, like 2-for-14, 1-for-10, 1-for-30. I mean, somebody got to hit the baseball. I don't know what they're doing, but they're flailing right now. And baseball's funny that way. You're going to have moments where you don't look so great, but you don't like to have those slumps as a team. And they are they're struggling. So yeah.
This is Zane Adams is a freshman from Porter, Texas. 6'4". And there you go. He and today's the SEC pitcher of the week after 8 scoreless against the Razorbacks.
Mr. Pitt blaming the swoon on Calipari.
Oh, the Calipari swoon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Let's see here. I don't know. I mean, look, the numbers were not great. This is, by the way, I don't know if anybody's heard this yet. This is their first SEC shutout in 5 years.
Uh-oh.
2019 at Alabama. How about that? Isn't that weird?
Derek, they just don't play well down there.
That's baseball, Susan.
Thank goodness the tournament is not in Tuscaloosa.
Can we do that's baseball, Bubba. We change it. modify it a little bit.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you think you could win the Masters if you started on the green from the furthest point from the hole?
Absolutely.
You could not.
Oh, I could.
You could not.
No.
The best club in my bag is a putter. Are you
74.5. Well, that, okay, again, tallest small person.
I could do it.
74.5% of you were honest and said no. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. They're brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air at Springdale. 479-225-8809.
Now, I could win at a Pinnacle with just a putter from the green. I could do that. Or at the Blessings. Pick your track. It doesn't matter to me. I can do it.
Uh-huh.
I can putt.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Because all you have to do is lag and then get it close and then knock it in. So you're looking.
That's all you got
to
do.
That's right.
That's all you got to do.
You could two putt so many holes. Uh-huh. And you put like a 59 on there. Oh,
uh-huh.
I could do that.
You could.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
And I don't. Listen, you know me. I don't. I think most people can't do these athletic things they claim they can do. I can do this. I can do this. I believe in myself.
At the Masters, I don't think so. I can tell you if you...
Give me my Odyssey. Bring me my Odyssey from the other room.
If you did it at, say, St. Andrews, absolutely not.
I could do it.
No way. Because those greens are... I mean, the greens at St. Andrews are massive.
It's like putting in your garage. I understand that. So I'm just going to just tap it.
Okay.
Just a little tap-tap-tap-a-roo.
Just tap it in.
That's right. Just tap it in. Okay.
All right.
Right.
Let's discuss what just happened 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you want to talk about that or be... shooting a 68 at Augusta greens.
It's tax day. We've got enough liars out there. We can
I can do it. I swear to you.
I can do it.
Somebody get me on Pinnacle or on the Blessings. I can do this. No. I swear
to
you.
Why does it have to be one of them?
Because they're closer, and I don't want to get in a plane.
Well, I mean, we could get you another track around here. SCC's right down the street.
I don't want to. Okay, I could go there. That's a nice track.
Okay.
I'm not going to some goat ranch somewhere to do this.
Let's move on to what just happened because
this
is the single most stressful thing that's happened to me on this show.
Okay.
And I would like
that's saying something.
Yeah,
we've gone off air on this show before.
Yeah,
our power's been shut off on this show before.
I almost walked out.
I've ruined his life on this show before.
So DQ never, in between breaks, never voluntarily comes in here, ever. She sits in the room next to us.
Right.
Well, without any sort of warning, DQ marches in here and starts goofing around with the camera that's sitting right in front of me. Why?
You look really pale.
Yeah.
Something about some light is coming off of you, so half of your face is completely white.
Yeah,
like not
it is.
Skin color white, just white.
Okay. Yeah. You're overlit on your right side, our left as we
Are
watch at home.
Are any of you feeling the stress that I'm feeling right now?
Well, no. Now I can see the sweat a little bit more on your forehead.
Because it's 800 degrees
well,
in
yes.
here. We have no air conditioning
yes, but
again.
I just wanted to see if I could fix it.
So, DQ is messing around with the camera. Then you got my boy involved, which is the worst.
What did I do?
Which is the worst. What'd you do? You stood up.
White balance the camera. That'll fix it.
And what? And then he sits down and goes, well, that made it worse. So yeah. Then these two chuckleheads start flipping the lights on and off.
Yeah, we did.
He's blocking lights with a piece of paper. Is that any better? Yeah. Is that any better?
Yeah. Unfortunately, none of our efforts worked.
No, you're still pasty on one side.
I don't care.
You're overlit. I don't know what
I'm overlit?
Yeah, you're overlit.
No, I am overserved.
I don't know why, though.
I can't figure out why. I don't know what.
Because you're not overlit like in with my eyes. It's just on the camera.
I don't know
eye.
What light is shining on you to make this happen to you.
Better? Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's
good.
Better.
That all fixed right. it. That all fixed
right.
it.
That did fix it right
I also
there.
Want to show people something here, uh-huh. if I could use my camera here, that you know, we're not exactly using, like, you know, the greatest, like.
Oh, this is there's Zach's, meta. There's, no.
there's Zach's camera. I mean, we didn't exactly blow the budget out on these cameras.
No, these
so,
things are cheap.
Just know that ahead of time.
Who cares?
All right.
Sorry, I care.
But no. Then it was the moving of the tripod, moving it around, and you talking to him and blocking lights and turning lights on.
Yeah, we
on.
Were trying to figure it out. We don't have a lot of resources,
gosh.
Though.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
Guys,
I was just
white.
Trying to fix it. But you're not that
I'm
white.
Pale.
You're being, the light is too harsh.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to fix it because there's no logical reason why it can't be fixed. But we tried to, and it's not possible.
Okay, how do we do, let's go back to something else here. How do we, are you going to put your mask on? He's going to put a wrestling mask. Yeah, but you'll be even hotter.
You'll
then.
Don't do it. You'll sweat.
You can't win.
The floor's coming up again.
I know. I got big holes in my, the floor over here. Okay, let's go back to this.
Yeah.
All right, how do you win this wager of just putting to win the thing? Like, how do you, what do you, like, if Scheffler was 11 under, do I have mm-hmm. to be 11 under in one round or in four rounds to do this? What are the parameters here?
You'd have to do it in one round.
In one round yeah, to go to shoot a, if on a 72, I'd have to shoot a 61.
Correct.
Okay, I can do that.
No, you can't.
Yes, I now, can't. Here, just
here's,
putting?
Here's the thing.
Are you nuts?
Yes, you are wildly unathletic. On the on
there's
the,
nothing athletic in golf. You've got 90-year-olds that play it.
Right, and they've been playing their whole lives. The par fives, I think you could birdie. The par threes are the ones that are going to cause you problems.
It's just like a regular tournament. You just have to get a three. That's all you have to do.
Right.
Get a three.
I think the fives, you would be able to you'd be able to birdie those. The fours, if you can just hold your own there, it's the threes.
Nah, I'd be fine.
With the swales and the bumps. Again, we're putting you as far away from it as possible.
I know.
On the green.
I know. Okay. I know.
Yeah. I don't.
I could do it.
I maybe you need
do I get a looper to help me read the green or
no,
just got to
no,
figure
no,
it out?
You're on your own.
Okay. All right. Where are we going to do this at?
I can get you on a course that we can.
Does it have good greens?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do this. I'll go. I will go to my old house and steal my own putter and do this.
You never mind. You mind.
No. No.
I want your own sticks.
I want my putter. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I could do this.
Can we?
I'm telling you, I can't drive it worth a bleep, but I can putt. I'm telling you.
Can you? How do I put this nicely?
Yes.
Can you? Can you play even par on a putt course?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see
play under par.
Oh, no. No, no.
Of course.
No.
Yes. I could do that. We can go do that, too. Any kind of putting challenge you want, I am game.
And this
because
is,
I don't have to run
this is not,
or jump or do
is,
anything.
This is, there are no gimmies. There's no inside the leather.
Yes, of course.
And you
fine.
Get, you get one club.
Fine.
And one ball.
One ball.
If you roll it into the lake, you're SOL.
It's over there. No, one sleeve of balls. That's three balls.
Fine.
Three balls.
Three balls.
Okay. All right. Well, we're doing this. Can we have someone out come out and tape it and we can put it on the internet?
Absolutely.
All right. Because I want my triumph seen by dozens of people.
DQ, have you played golf before?
No, but that's something that I want to start doing.
Why?
Because I live very close to a golf course now.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wow. Yes, and I even have...
Shadow Valley?
Yes.
Of course.
Someone's giving me their clubs.
Huh. Oh, you're getting clubs?
Yeah.
Men's or women's clubs?
I think they are men's, but this person who I'm kind of the same height, or they're not that much taller than me, so I think it'll be fine. Yeah. Especially just to try it out.
There's
you know?
No such thing as men's or women's clubs. It's the length of the
Yes,
the
some of them have the pink grips.
It's just the length of the shaft on the club. As long as they fit you.
Lefty or righty?
Right.
Okay.
She says.
What? Right-handed?
Okay, yeah.
Are the clubs right-handed?
Daisy, I hope so.
Daisy wants to know if we're taking tie. I think I can vote unanimously on that. No.
Are we taking Ty?
Yeah.
Taking him where?
Maybe take him into the woods.
We're not. So, again, for those of you just joining us, the challenge is this. Put me on the furthest spot on a green from the pin. And, like, if it's a par four on the hole, I have to get it in.
Of my choosing.
And I have to go 11 under.
Basically, I'm going to put you on the fringe.
On just the greens.
Just the greens. You have to go 11 under.
I don't have
under.
To hit one tee shot.
Not one.
Okay. I could do this. I have to shoot a... If we're using the Masters... if we're using Augusta's 72 par, I have to shoot a 61.
When do you want to do this?
Whenever. Whenever.
What about,
and you know what? Make it dry so the greens will be fast.
You want a fast track?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, let's simulate it as much as we can. Absolutely. That's yes.
Now, when you get a 5 on the first par 3.
I quit. I have back spasms. Okay. I'm going to have to withdraw from the tournament. Like
all right,
Tiger.
All right, Tiger.
Do.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
I know somewhere in our merry band of idiots, we have a golf course guy. I just need to rent 18 greens.
Yeah, but we don't want one of these like goat pastures out there. No offense, but I mean, we need a real track here, all right?
We're not
we got to do this.
Nothing that's aerated. I need your greens in one piece.
Right, yeah.
We'll be on and off in 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah, this won't take long.
No, not at all.
That's right, yeah.
Now, here's somebody says over under 70.
Hey, I could under. We're going under.
Yeah.
At the worst, I'll shoot a 65. Just putting. The worst.
Yeah.
62, though. I'll win. 61. Wouldn't it be something if it came down to the last knee knocker? Wouldn't that be something?
Arturo's right. It's 61 to tie. It's 60 to win.
60 to win? All right. Game on. Okay.
60 to win. Yeah. When was the last time you putted a golf ball? All right. That's all I needed.
5-6 years, maybe? And it was at a putt-putt in Rogers, so it's not exactly on an actual green.
That's 3 strokes a hole.
That's a 3-putt?
That's a 3-putt.
Oh, nothing to it. You just got to get it there and then just tap it in.
Yeah.
Get it there and tap it in.
It's funny. I mean, that's everybody's plan.
Tap, tap, right? Tap-a-roo.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
I'm doing this.
Okay. All right. I will.
The only question is, do I lose on purpose? Because it's better for the show if I lose. It's better for the show.
Already hedging.
That's right. Okay. That's the only question.
Yeah. Okay. I love you, man, but no, it's not going to happen.
I can do it.
No, you're not beating a 61.
We finally found a challenge I can do.
You might shoot a 65.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no. 65 is great for putting from the fringe.
Right on the edge of the green.
No, from the fringe. Not the second cut, not the fairway, not the rough. The fringe is where you're putting from.
I want to be on the dance floor.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in putter territory the whole way.
Bob and Branson on the McLarty Dino hotline. I don't gamble, but I have $1,000 against Derek.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have brought this up, but I just don't see it. Now, your dad? Absolutely.
He's a terrible putter. Terrible putter. He's
really
good from like 100 out.
Okay.
100 and in, forget it.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea. I'm talking out my butt now. I don't know.
See, I've played since I was 8, and I'm thinking to myself, I've four-jacked from 15 feet.
Well, that's because, you know, some people are able to handle the pressure. Some people aren't. That's the way.
What are you?
I can handle the pressure.
Oh, you can. Okay. All right. Wow.
We should have a, for real though, no fooling. We should have a show, putt-putt outing at some point. Just the three of us.
Just the three of us?
And maybe, partners or whatever. And we do that too. Because the three of us, well, that might be kind of weird.
Go ahead, shame me. That's fine.
That's cool. You can go. You could find one in about 4 seconds. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Hey, I need a plus one for a putt-putt outing.
That's right.
That'd be so fun. I love mini golf.
Me too. It's great fun.
Graham is willing to put 10,000 against.
Man, all right. Very good. Can I have the the prop here?
Guys, you got Jacoby Criswell leaving, and these idiots are talking about putt-putt golf. What the hell's going on around?
Well, we just talked about Jacoby jumping into the.
You alluded to it. I don't know if
we did.
This is our catch-all. Well, we talked about it.
We did. We just mentioned it. Let's see here. Jeff from Fort Smith says, golf courses hire me to do their gardening around the greens with my 7-iron.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was at a course around here one time when I played. This was like 15 years ago. And I swear to you, I lost a ball in the fairway.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
In the fairway.
Happens a lot.
There was that one patch that was unmowed, and I hit it as straight as an arrow, and just, I can't find it.
BE is willing to be my plus one, but only with reasonable expectations.
No. All
right. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. That's funny.
Oh, now, here you go. House Farm. What about a round with John Daly on his course? He plays straight up. You start by putting at the furthest point. Could you beat Daly?
Wait a minute. Explain
all right,
again.
Daly plays it straight. You drop on the fringe. Could you beat him?
He plays it straight. Oh, this is like our Wallace Spearman challenge.
Right.
Where you run from the 50 and he runs from the goal line and he wins.
It was the 42. It was the plus eight. As you
know,
I
think that John Daly could beat me if he just played regular golf and I putted the whole time.
Well, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Scheffler just carded a 61.
Well, that's over 4 days. What did he do yesterday?
Oh.
Hold on a second. What realistically happened here? Let's see here. There's a leaderboard on this stupid website. He went 68 yesterday. 66 in round one.
Okay.
So if I do 65, I can be the lowest. What'd the low amateur get? That's what I want to know. What'd the low amateur get at Augusta National? Shipley, 71 was his lowest round.
See, I think you would struggle more than you think. It's not just it's not the lag that's going to get you. The 4-footer that rims out.
Oh, horseshoe.
Yeah, that's the one that I think is going to get you.
All right.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Well, we'd leave it to a Missouri fan to point this out to us here.
Uh-huh.
Baseball team has not won a series since John Calipari was named head coach of the men's basketball team. That's a Missouri fan for you.
Yeah, that sounds like Missouri fan.
Get your own house in order, all right?
Yeah, really.
Come on. Yeah.
Now, once the clock turns to July, we can't say a word to him.
No. He is. No, that's right. Yeah, that's all very true. We've got Clay Henry coming up here in
one hour.
Yeah, yep, an hour. So we'll talk to him. Maybe we'll talk about the Masters or something with him and fly rods, fly tying, all that stuff too.
Smack Daddy's. I haven't seen the cicadas yet.
Yeah. Unless, now we got like mutant snails out there or something.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that in a second. Smack Daddy's texting on the McLarty Daniel hotline. I've been listening for an hour and you guys, we have to talk about the wheels falling off and firing Dave Van Horn.
I am prepared for everybody's irrational overreactions to two things from the weekend. The spring game and the baseball team being shut out. You know, losing the series is one thing, but to go down with a whimper in game three was the surprising part to me.
Dude pitched a hell of a game. I mean, he didn't go down with a whimper. He dominated.
Like
you.
Saturday night, they battled back. Holt hits the home run. Okay, they get you in the end on a throwing error. That's baseball. That happens. But, you know, to get four hits against Alabama was crazy yesterday. I did not expect that. I also think that Dave overthought it a little bit. Mm. He radically shuffled up the lineup yesterday, and it all kind of just blew up. You know, I just think that's part of it too. You know, we give him, you know, one of the things I don't like about being around here is that everybody's so quick to give him praise when he does something right. And he gets him right more than he gets him wrong, but they never mention the moves he makes that don't work.
Because it's a massive overreaction when something doesn't work out, because 95% of the time it does. He makes very few managerial mistakes. We just notice the ones that don't work. And that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of baseball, Susan, John Sterling is retiring effective immediately from calling Yankee games on the radio. You know, when my aunt got me satellite radio in the early 2000s, and the big deal they got then was you can hear all the baseball games.
Yeah.
And so, like, on my dinner break at the TV station, I would listen to the Yankees. And when I drove home, I would listen to Vin Scully call a Dodger game.
It's not a bad afternoon.
Because he did the first three innings then on radio and television. And then in the fourth inning, Steiner and Rick Monday took over on Dodgers radio. Now I think Steiner and Rick Monday do the whole game. But Steiner's been out with back issues or something, so I don't even know who's doing the game now. But I remember John Sterling, I didn't like the Yankees, but I just liked listening to him present a baseball game because it held your interest. Whether he's singing or you know doing some goofy deal, he was an entertainer first and a sportscaster second. And, you know, you got all the stuff you needed to know about the game. You know, what's the count? Who's on base? All that crap. But he's putting on a show. And so I always enjoyed listening to Yankee games, even though I don't like the Yankees. But I liked listening to him call a game because it was entertaining. You know, if you're driving across the state from your parents' house or to your parents' house, which I've done many times, you know, if the Yankees are on, I'll listen to John and Susan for a while. Why not? It'll kill an hour.
It does.
So I like that. I know you don't like...
I cannot stand him and Susan Waldman, but it's not them personally.
It's because they're Yankees.
Correct.
Right.
I hate the Yankees.
If they work for the Red Sox, they'd be the greatest of all time.
They would be my Joe Castiglione.
That's right. You know, John also did games for the Braves back in the 80s. Before he got the Yankee job in 89 and has been calling Yankee games for 36 years. Most recently just on WFAN on the radio. So I don't know. I don't know. I hope he's okay. You know, he's 85, mm-hmm. So you never know about all that stuff. But I enjoyed a lot of afternoons going places and putting on Yankees Blue Jays just because John's on. Listen to John call a game. He put on a show, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do here. I mean, you can call the best game ever, but if you're not entertaining the audience, you know, it's not going to be good. You know, Phil and Bubba get this. Mm-hmm. Phil and Bubba entertain the audience, and they call the game. It's not just, line drive, caught. Like, you got to put on a show. Anyway. Bob Uecker's 90 and still doing games, by the way.
And Bob sounds great. Listen to him.
He does sound good.
Listen to him a week ago.
Yeah, he does sound good.
He sounds great.
Yeah. He's got to be the oldest guy doing it, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Castiglione's not in his 90s. No. Can't.
No. Joe's in his late 50s.
No. All right. Big Mike's on the phone here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Big Mike.
Well, Diggs covers up a lot of holes when he's glaringly bad hitting when he's hitting. When he's in a slump, you notice really bad because the rest of the team don't hit that good.
Yeah, it's true.
And let's see. Dave's all right. They just ain't hitting. That's all. That's the only problem. Mix up lineup, see what happens,
We've been through this before.
It's April. This is what they do in April. This is what they do.
We had a team a couple years ago that walked a lot, and then somebody would hit a home run or a double, and then apparently the other coaches said, hey, throw strikes to them. Let's see if they can actually hit. And it turned out they couldn't hit. Yeah. And we lost a bunch of games.
No.
Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, you want to hear Churchill, Mussolini, and UFO?
I'm dying to hear this.
I don't think we have a choice. Yes,
I'm dying to hear this.
I believe, yes, I would like to hear this.
The Italians either shot down or saw a flying saucer crash back before the war, when everybody was still kind of friendly. And they got it, and there was nobody inside of it. And they hauled it back, and they told Mussolini about it. So Mussolini goes, well, I don't know who it is. So he writes Churchill. Churchill a letter, because Churchill wasn't the prime minister, but Churchill always had something to do with the military, and describes the thing to Churchill and how it flew and all this, and asking if it was theirs. And Churchill says, no, it's not ours, but we would certainly like to have a look at it. Well, things got complicated after that, and they didn't ever get to look at it. I don't think I got much else. Can this quarterback we got throw the ball? That's what I want to know. I haven't seen any of it.
He can throw it.
Yeah, he can throw it.
All right. Well, that's good. You know, because I can't imagine the Fitz Bobby be throwing up in the box if he couldn't throw it.
Yeah.
He'd be down on the sideline sooner or later.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let y'all go.
All right. Thank you, Big Mike.
I found
Appreciate
the story
it.
On the crash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they thought they found UFOs?
Yeah, this happened in 1933.
Yeah, yeah. We're still kind of friendly back then. Yeah,
yeah, everybody was still in a good mood.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'll read through that tonight. I have nothing going on.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
Nothing. Well, I have a little draft party to go to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got that. And after that.
After that, I got absolutely nothing going on.
Can read stuff.
And DQ will tell you there's nothing more boring than reading stuff from the World War II era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet she makes bread. And her big goal this week is to make bagels.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've never tried bagels. I've eaten bagels, but I've never tried to make bagels.
You are going to be the hit of the nursing home.
Yeah.
When you get in there at 29, you are going to be the hit of the nursing home.
I mean, I have a stand mixer. It would be wasteful to not bake.
It's true.
Here's a text. I feel like y'all wanted to put butt at the end of the, yeah, you can throw it.
Yeah.
No, don't read too much into that.
No, why would we? Why would we do that?
No,
this kid has a big time talent. We wouldn't know one of. We wouldn't say anything otherwise, right? I don't know. Who knows until he plays a real game?
I think it's fair. Look, when he knows he's not going to get hit, and he can stand back there and look and scan and do all that stuff, everybody's. You should look good. You shouldn't be the kid up at Penn State that couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Oh.
That Drew Allar.
Oh,
Allar. God, he was bad. Really bad. Really, really bad.
I tell you
bad.
What, the spring games are a lot like the FCS games. You can't learn much if you win, but you can learn a lot if you lose. Like, if you play poorly, you learn a lot. If you play well, okay, you know, maybe play well. Let's see him against a real opponent, stuff like that. But that guy couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle. I mean, my Lord.
But the thing was, he wasn't bad last year. Like, he was a dark horse Heisman candidate. Last year, he had a good year and wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. But what we saw from them on Saturday was
say something.
Man, that's court ordered.
That's a guy. That. Hang with me on this. That's a guy that can get James Franklin fired.
Well,
if they don't win enough, one thing. But then they're boring. On top of that, that'll get a coach.
They had
done.
One of their receivers think it was so bad he jumped in the portal today. Yeah.
Well, who could blame him?
Yeah, I mean, it was rough.
Quarterbacks like that get coaches fired because the fans are, you know, they're uninterested. And if the fans are bored and you don't win enough, well, that's the recipe right there.
Well, he had a bad day. He had a good year last year. It wasn't a great year, but he had a good year last year.
Yeah.
But he looked really, really, really bad. Yeah. And they're going to have, I mean, they've got some things they got to sort out. But if I were James Franklin, who I don't like, If I were James Franklin, I would seriously because I would be looking in the portal for somebody.
Would he take the job here if offered?
James Franklin?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think
He's a Pennsylvania guy.
Vanderbilt. Saban's from West Virginia.
But
like, so
Vanderbilt
what?
Was a stepping stone. That's been his dream job. Unless they force him out, he's not coming here voluntarily.
Well, they'll fire him. I mean, nobody leaves on their own accord much anymore unless you're Nick Saban and you win 5 or 6 titles. I mean, that's the only way out.
James Franklin.
Or you leave and go to LSU like Brian Kelly did.
I was reading. Oh, boy, he's got issues.
What are his issues?
Well, guys are leaving now. You know, he brought Logan Diggs down, who was from Baton Rouge. You know, he went to Notre Dame his first year, and then he came to LSU. Well, he's transferring out. I think he went to Mississippi. Brian Kelly's a good coach. I'm not worried about him. But James Franklin, man, he is he can't win the big one. He just can't. Michigan and Ohio State have been his bugaboo. He cannot get them over that hump. Now, those are two really good teams, but eventually you got to break through. And he's been there a while. Took him to a Rose Bowl. Yeah. Lost, but he got him to the Rose Bowl.
That's right. Lost.
He had Saquon Barkley.
We've got people stalking their exes this weekend. JT in Hot Springs on the McLardino Hotline. KJ looked like he's regressed. Hogballer, KJ had two picks in the spring game at UCF. I didn't see the... I'm sorry. I wasn't watching much spring football over the weekend. I'm sorry. There was this small gathering of professional golfers in Augusta National that held most of my sporting attention. That and the baseball stuff from over the weekend. So forgive me for missing out on all the spring football. Man, y'all were really locked in out there.
Well, wow. You got a little football in. That's fine. I mean, nobody's watching the UFL. So
I'm good without football for a few months.
I am too.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
I don't need UFL. I don't need spring football. I'm still good. Like, it ended in February with the Super Bowl. That's still enough for me.
You're okay.
I don't miss it yet. I will miss it. It'll be, you know, June or something. I will miss it. I don't miss it yet. So I didn't need this. I didn't need a little taste of the football action this weekend for me anyway.
There's too much other stuff going on. I will watch one football game this weekend. And just a peek. I just want to see who's where.
See, I held you in a higher regard than most people, and now I don't.
But no, I'm not gonna. I'm not planning my Saturday around it, but I am gonna peek in and see what it looks like, and see where the higher hopes for you. Nah, why?
I don't know.
What evidence have I given you?
I had higher hopes for you.
What have I done to deserve high
You're
praise?
Just like everybody else.
Yes, I am.
Watch a spring game That's and overreacting. Right. Oh,
I'm gonna make some cheese dip. I may barbecue. We're gonna fire up the grill. We're gonna do all kinds of stuff.
Make a grilled cheese on the grill.
Hey guys, leave KJ alone. He's not your problem anymore. Yes, we know he did not have a great spring game, but I'll bet you come August he'll be fine.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Nobody knows. Who knows? What does it matter today?
Worry about your own team.
Get your own house in order.
Yeah, come on. You won four games. Settle down.
Oh well.
I love college football season, but I don't need it right now. I need another 4 or 5 months just to decompress.
Yeah. Okay.
DQ, speaking of the spring game, have you thought about the game?
I wish I would have never said anything.
That'll teach you.
At 4:15, please log that into your journal.
Give him,
I feel like that doesn't count.
No, it does.
Give him nothing. Give him nothing to work with.
Yeah, I wouldn't give me anything.
Don't do it. Absolutely not. Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Let's see here. What does this say?
Yeah, good point out of the 479. You brought this upon yourself.
I just wanted to introduce a fun little activity for the group.
What's that activity?
The game.
Did you just think about it?
Now it's over. Now it's over. No. Kevin said we about lost him. He thought I was going to say I was busy playing squash over the weekend.
You might be. Squash is the one with the long racket, right?
I don't know.
You don't? Come on. You're a country club guy.
I'm not a country club guy.
Oh, stop. DQ, this morning. Now, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
What happened?
This morning, I opened my social media to a post from his dad. And it's him waiting for the coffee shop that he goes to open. And all it says is retirement has its benefits.
Yeah. He's loving it.
Apparently, it's Double Punch Monday.
That's right.
Oh, what was the benefit of waiting?
I guess I'm not real sure.
Well, you got to line up, and you get two punches
he's
on front, the...
Oh, he's first in line. Is that what?
Well, he's in the line somewhere. I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, he really...
This is what they do. they have every week planned out exactly the same. It's wonderful, and they're happy. Uh-huh. What's wrong with that? Yeah, you have vision now. You should be in a better mood.
I'm actually more pissed off because now I can see all the stuff I couldn't see before.
Right.
I had some deniable plausibility there.
Or some plausible deniability.
Is that, what did I say?
I said deniable plausibility.
Yeah. See,
you tied it up.
The eyes are back. The brain's going to mush.
You tied it up right there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Didn't Zach grow up in a gated community? Listen.
Yeah, but his parents told him they were poor. That's different.
My dad's still telling me he's poor.
That's right.
But the gate didn't go in until I was gone.
Oh, I see.
So I did not grow up in a gated community. It went in a year after I left.
Oh, I see. It was after the fact.
Right. Then we got the guard that runs around on the golf cart.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm amazed at some of these neighborhoods. Like, there's 100 golf carts. No golf course in sight.
No.
It's got to get around.
It's a status thing.
I see. Yeah, it is. It's a status thing.
That, you know, so that we can go to barbecues.
It's like having your own pizza grill on the back deck.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Didn't see any petitions Saturday morning.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Oh, DQ.
Nope. Do not do that.
No, didn't see any.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more of a hunter-gatherer rather than a shopper. I know where I'm going. I go there. I get it. I leave. That's it.
What'd you get?
Cinnamon rolls.
That's it?
Yeah.
You went to a farmer's market?
That's really not why you should go to a farmer's market.
That's what I went for. Okay. These cinnamon rolls are worth going, let me tell you.
Okay.
All right. Clay Henry is with us now here on Ruskin and Zach. Clay, of course, a contributor on hitthatline.com, and all kinds of stuff going on. Tying flies at the fly shop.
That was today.
That was today, yeah.
How are Where are the cicadas?
I think I got about eight. It's the ground. Zach, take notes.
Why?
Because we've gone through this.
Yeah, but it was like 80 degrees over the weekend.
But it's like 45 or 50 at night. I mean, it's got the ground. We need to get you a thermometer, and you can stick it in the ground, and when it hits 64, they'll be here. It's like, it's repeat after me, 64 degrees. Say it, Zach.
I feel
64.
Say it. I feel like we're in a monster movie.
Say it!
64 degrees?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So when's that going to happen?
I think in the next week. I mean, I'm ready.
Ask Darby.
I've got, I'm selling them like crazy. They auctioned off a box of my cicadas at Arkansas Game and Fish Banquet in Mountain Home, and I think they went for over $200. Just 12 of them.
So is this like the Clay Henry line? Like, is this, you have your own line of...
Oh, yeah. There's nobody else has them. I mean, every fly is unique. I mean, it's your fly. I have a pattern that I went by that I found on YouTube by, a famous tire. But then I changed it.
Oh, changed the game.
Well, they had, elk hair wing, and I changed it to a white wing because you can see it better. You know, like when you cast it out there, it's kind of like an indicator, like a little white post that you can see. So you need to know where it is so you can mend your line. This is way too much geeky, I know. But I want my hoppers, my cicadas, I want to have, a big white post so you can see it from, like 50, 60 feet.
Wow. Cool. I like it.
So I'll tie some for you guys.
64 degrees, Zach. That's what I take away from all
this. That's the only thing I got out of it.
So when we say at the end of this hour, what did you learn today? What are you going to say, Zach?
64 degrees.
The cicadas are going to crawl out of their hole in the ground.
Can we hang some of the flies here in the studio? I've got a wall here that I need to put some stuff
on. Sure. Okay. Sure.
All right. Yep. I mean, I'll hang them up with the banners and the T-shirts and all the stuff that we have in here. Strikes pants.
Yeah. Quite a collection. Yeah.
No, I'll get you some.
Okay.
And some people stick them on their ball caps. That's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen that.
And these are big. These are big flies. Big foam flies.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So it's, they're selling at the fly shop. I mean, they're selling
Well, everybody's getting ready, man. This is like the next, the Rapture didn't
None of the other fly shops, they're not tying cicadas. They don't have them.
No, Rapture didn't come with the Eclipse, so we're going to send in the cicadas. Everybody needs to get ready.
You know what? You'll know it when it happens. Okay. Tell me why you'll know it.
The noise.
The noise.
Yeah.
It is deafening. I mean, it's you know, it's
did I
like
get that one right.
Yeah, okay,
you
I got
did.
That one right. Okay,
finally
right.
You nailed it. You I'll nailed it. The noise, it is deafening. It is very loud. You know that. You will know it. I mean, when it hits dark, I mean, they're gonna make a racket.
Is it a statewide
thing? They are big bucks.
Is it like a statewide thing, or is it like a certain area?
I think North Arkansas is gonna have it. You know, more more dense, hatch than say the southern part of the state. And as you go north and northeast, you'll have both the 13-year and the 17-year. We know we're gonna get the 13-year.
Do they know each other? Like.
Well, they know they've never been out at the same time.
Okay,
just
right,
figure
okay,
it up. That's right. 13 years ago, it was the 13,
well, yeah,
17.
Yeah, maybe you knew them as kids.
So this is a convergence. It's going to be like, it's like the eclipse. It'll be like another 200 years before you have the convergence.
Wow. Yeah, I don't want to be here the next time it happens.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that.
I appreciate that.
I mean,
that.
This
Thank
is
you.
A
well, 200
this is,
years. I mean,
this is a heck of a year. Just think about this. We had the eclipse.
Yep.
We've got the cicadas. John Calipari came to Arkansas.
Yes.
By the way, I know where he lives. I know where he's living.
Oh, really?
Just off Dixon Street. Yeah. I think he's probably going to buy a house eventually, but he had to have some place to headquarter. And then Bobby Petrino came back. Just think about all of those things happened at the same time.
Wow. 2024.
And then, the rarest of rare, you guys are still on the air.
Well, that is a
yeah,
quite
that's
an upset.
Really, that's the biggest. That's the biggest one of the week.
It's an upset.
Yeah,
it is surprising every day.
So the odds, of Arkansas winning the national championship, going to the Final Four, they increased probably tenfold. And there were people betting against you guys about a year ago, or was that 2 years ago?
Well, it was 2 years ago, and 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and 4 years ago, and 5 years ago.
You fooled them all.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we tricked them again.
But I mean,
that's,
we could be
that's
fired,
when DQ came along and
saved the whole operation.
Saved the show.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
She saved the show.
And y'all are still mean to her.
What?
That's surprising.
Y'all are mean to her. And, I mean, it's like if somebody saves you, you should be nice.
I agree, Clay.
Do not do that.
Thank
that
you
was
very
AI.
Much.
That was AI.
Oh, it was.
That was AI DQ right there. That's confusing.
It sounded pretty close.
AI DQ. It's like Wheel of Fortune or something mm-hmm. here. Yeah, there was a lot to unpack from the weekend specifically, and I guess the Calipari thing officially happened since the last time we spoke to you, Clay. I mean, it was in the air that this was probably the way it was going to go, but we were.
Yeah. I was listening to you guys, right before the announcement. And I don't know why, but y'all were talking about kangaroos. I have no idea what that was about. I mean, you got the whole state, like, give me John Calipari something. And y'all were throwing out kangaroos.
We were. That's right. We stand by that decision.
Yes, we do.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it next time they hire John Calipari.
Well, it's a once in a generation thing. So I think that school screws it up more than they get it right.
I
feel good about it.
So writing for hitthatline.com, writing the day after column, that's one of the most fun things I've done in a long time. You got an excuse to call Warren Stevens at Augusta. You got an excuse to call Johnny Tyson. It's like, how are you guys friends? And, man, I got them both.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. That is it was some event and a confidence boost for everybody
wasn't
involved.
Wasn't Chuck good? Chuck was good, wasn't he?
On the
stage?
We talked about this earlier. We have been – nothing but complimentary of the Arkansas ceremony and the whole thing. It just went, first of all, it started on time, which is rare. It went well, but the Kentucky thing was cool too. Like, I think both can win because, I mean, having Pope come in and the arena's full and all that stuff, that was a pretty good show on their part also. And I hate Kentucky, Clay. I'm telling you.
So how many people in Arkansas said they hired the Pope, knew who he was? None.
Oh, they don't know who he is. No.
Nobody knew.
Nobody
and
knows.
I mean,
yeah.
and they he played at Kentucky, so the Big Blue Nation they knew who he was, but the rest of the nation is like, they got who?
Yeah.
They lost Cal, and they got who? They replaced the Cal with the Pope. Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he may be just fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
He's going to have a good war chest. I mean, they'll give him NIL. He'll get some players.
He had a really good run at BYU. I mean, yeah. The guy can coach, but this is different. This is from the day he got hired. He's on the hot seat. One bad year, and they're going to be calling for his head.
Yeah. Yep.
But, I mean, he's coming somewhere where if he has more than one wife, they'll run him off.
That's right. So.
Can you say that on the radio?
We don't know anymore. I mean, I guess so. I don't know.
Yep.
We've got Clay Henry with us here on Ruskin and Zach. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. You know what? It's interesting to me, Clay, that all these guys can, you know, put a game plan together, you know, scout, you know, recruiting goes, you know, it varies. But, you know, to do the job, most people in high Division I sports are qualified or more than qualified, but there's something that separates the people who can do it and then just it doesn't work out for whatever reason, or yeah. The people that obviously have big success like a John Calipari has his different stops along the way.
Yeah, I mean, here's what you know about Kentucky. It will chew you up and spit you out. That is, you know, that's a different deal. And there's just so many people that can handle that. Eddie Sutton couldn't. I mean, it just about killed him. And I think that we will see a different John Calipari, you know, in the next 2 years at Arkansas than we've seen the last 2 years at Kentucky. I talked to Dane Bradshaw last week, and he said, it's a different deal when you're trying to prove somebody wrong than it is when you're trying to prove somebody right. And that's where John Calipari is. He's been trying to prove them wrong that he was over the hill, but now his goal is to prove, you know, Arkansas fans and Hunter Yurecek right. And that's a lot more fun.
Yeah. And you know, you're 100% right. I mean, that job will chew.
Say that again.
No. it is a high pressure job. And he was there for what was it?
15 years.
15 years. Yeah. And this, you know, and he, I don't want to say this is a step down in pressure, but I think it's a different kind of pressure.
No, it's not the same at all.
It's different. I think there's going to be a honeymoon phase, which he probably didn't get at Kentucky.
That's exactly what I wrote.
And then yep. He's going to get and then the expectation is going to be, hey, you know, we're paying you $8.5 million. I mean, there's a real expectation that, you know, we're not going out in the second round. We're not going out in the third round. We want to be in the Final Four and competing for national titles. And I think that's when, you know, kind of rubber hits the or meets the road for him.
But you know what? That's what he wants. He didn't want anything else. I mean, it's you know, pressure is about what you put on yourself and what you feel. But it was crazy at Kentucky, and he couldn't stay there any longer. And I mean, in some ways, it reminds me a little of the Petrino deal. Is he needed some place to go, and Arkansas was perfect, and to be real honest, I think Arkansas is perfect for John right now. And I think he's going to enjoy it. And there ain't any doubt that he's going to find great players because that's just what he does.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's what he does. And I don't care. And, I mean, I don't know how he got Marcus Camby, but that dude was a horse. And he had horses at Memphis. And that's what, you know, that's what Dane Bradshaw and I talked about. He grew up, he was in Memphis playing at White Station when, you know, when Coach Cal was there and saw what was going on there. And it was like every player in the city wanted to play for Coach Cal.
It's very rare that you get a situation like this with a legendary Hall of Fame head coach leaving where it could be mutually beneficial for both sides. He wasn't going to last another 12 months there. If he didn't win the national title or get them to the Final Four, they were going to run him out of town. So he gets to sort of reset his clock. It doesn't cost Arkansas anything. And he's happy. They go and they get one of their own. It's a big pep rally. It seems like this worked out at least, you know, on April 15th. It seems like it worked out for both sides.
Hey, it saved Kentucky 33
million. Yeah, and that's another thing is Kentucky, you know, doesn't have to pay the huge buyout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's – you know, and it couldn't be much better, to be honest. And let's you know, we don't like to look back. I don't like to look in the rearview mirror. But Arkansas needed some place to go after Eric Musselman. And, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. And you know, I told Hunter at the deal Wednesday just before he went up on the stage, I said, you're a rascal. He pulled a rabbit out of the hat. And, I mean, it's not one of those little rabbits. It's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a major deal. And
hey, Clay, he got his first – we got the first commit. It's the 7-2, and I'm going to butcher
Ivicic.
This. Ivicic.
Yeah.
Zvonimir.
You can just – Ivicic. Can do the same thing they did at the big V.
Well, he is the the first one. And I think we all kind of saw that coming.
I don't bet. So, I mean, this is – but, I mean, everybody bets on anything.
A friendly wager.
This is like there ought to be an over-under on the Saracen app. How many 7-footers will be on the roster coming up?
Three.
So that's the over-under. Derek, you go over-under.
I'll say 2.5.
You'll say 2.5, then
DQ? DQ.
I'll go under
7-footers.
I'll go
over
two.
Or under.
I'll go
okay.
under.
Three.
I'll go three.
He loves
bigs. You got to go over or under.
Over.
He loves bigs. And
he gets them.
It makes sense.
Well, and look at where the game is. I mean, who were the terrors the last 2 years in college basketball? Well, it was Sanogo at UConn. It was Edie. And it was, the big guy that UConn had this year. What, Klingman? These are the guys. These are the guys that are it's kind of the pendulum swinging the other way in the college game. Big guys are less important in the professional game now, but they matter a whole lot, it seems, in college basketball right now.
So I think Coach Cal talked about it a little bit, that because of the waivers and because of the transfer and the portal, there's so many more older players in the game, and it's become a lot more physical than it was, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Well, if that's what's going on, and they're letting you play in the paint, well, you better have somebody big. You better have somebody that their hands are above your hands, because they're not calling fouls in there. They're letting it. They're letting
yes,
you
they
go
are.
At it.
Yep.
This is a guy.
And
I
kind of like it, to be honest. I don't want – I mean, I heard Nolan scream it forever and ever. Let them play. Let them play. And I've seen that a little bit. Now, they do call stuff out on the perimeter, the hand checks, and I don't like that. And, you know, John talked about playing Nolan. He's like, man, they attacked you. They, you know, you get off the bus and they're like, come into our lair. We're ready.
We're going to
attack you.
According to some of the I've never seen this. I've seen him play when he was here. I haven't watched a whole lot of him outside of it. But they're saying this is lottery type guy. At 7-2, he's got an outside game. He can put the ball on the floor.
Yep.
This isn't a back-to-the-basket.
Great three-point shooter.
Yeah, this isn't a back-to-the-basket traditional big.
He's a five. I mean, a four, not a five.
Right.
But in whatever we saw this year, I don't think it's what you take to the bank, because he was trying to figure it out. He got here and was eligible. I think it might have been right at the start of the SEC season.
Yeah, it was right before they played Arkansas.
And they tried to play him a little bit, and it's like, well, he doesn't quite get it. He doesn't know. If they call a play, it's like, hey, how about it? How about you give it to me in Croatian? Whatever.
Run floppy.
Yeah, he played in 15 games this year.
Do we know what floppy is?
Yes.
That went right past me.
What is floppy, Zach?
Floppy.
You're the expert.
Very simply, it's a double pick. You run along a guy along the baseline. He comes out on the wing, open for a three.
If you're the big, you're setting the pick. Yeah.
Well, the second half of it is when the three or the two gets to the wing, the big then spins, sets up. He's immediately on the block, and he's
Good.
Got a
okay.
guy pinned.
Yep, I like that play. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, it's an NBA play. I mean, a lot of teams run it. You're running off a double pick on the baseline, and as soon as you catch the ball, you're either going to shoot it or you're going to drop it to the big.
Yeah, right.
DQ, did I get that right? You're the only one with coaching experience.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Thank you.
Yeah, DQ does have extensive coaching
experience.
Does it
run floppy?
Do they run floppy in the
Well, we did something like that when I played basketball in high school.
There you go.
It wasn't named that, but.
All right, so they have one player with Ivicic from Kentucky.
And I would imagine this week you're probably going to see the bulk of that roster fill up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a matter of, time and whatever happens, people will be excited about it. That'll be for sure. We got Clay Henry with us here for the hour. 866-285-4005. You want to text us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline The drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. So I forget what we were talking about before we were talking about the commitment here, but I did have a couple more things I wanted
cicadas.
To ask. Well, not but after the cicadas, but we were talking about Cal, and I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
give me your impressions of the spring game.
Yeah, so I got to kind of beg off of that a little bit. I've watched a few highlights, but y'all probably already forgotten. I told y'all where I was going this past weekend. My daughter, somewhere in late December, she bought really good seats.
Oh, that's right.
Arrowhead to see Messi.
Ruskin was grumbling about missing that. How was Messi?
Oh, he was Messi. I mean, he was the GOAT. I mean, he scored. He got an assist. They let him take a free kick outside the penalty area. I mean, he hit a knuckler that missed by an inch. Mm. You know, that everybody's like, oh my gosh! You know, it's like, you know, you see a lot of them. They just their field goals. They go, you just go sailing straight up. His was diving and coming. His goal was from like 33 yards out, and the goalie just kind of looked and was like, "What do you do?"
There's nothing.
It was
what
in
do
the
do?
Upper hey, upper 90.
It is so cool to be able to. And soccer's not. I mean, you weren't raised on it. I mean, it's not. It's a sport you've sort of come around to. But to get to witness pure greatness.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I mean, it's so rare to see a guy like that.
Yeah. So you have to understand my daughter, Sarah, who's a principal at Westside in Rogers. She grew up playing soccer. She started playing soccer when she was four, and it was in Tulsa. And then she played for a good club there. And then it was part of the first Comets team in Arkansas. Then she played college soccer. And then she played some adult soccer leagues. And so she's been playing basically all her life. And it was like a dream for her. I mean, Messi's 37, and he's been the GOAT for about half of her life. And she's gone to, you know, Copa America games. She'll travel to watch, you know, Chile and Colombia. I mean, she's going to go see those games. She's got college teammates that are in England that, you know, they keep up with the Premier League. So this was a dream for her. And I mean, you know, I looked at her and I could tell it was, you know, an outer body experience. And all the people around us were from different countries. I mean, you have 24,000 that are season ticket holders for Sporting KC, and they were all there and they had the good seats in the end zone. But then the other, you know, 48,000, they're from everywhere. I mean, in the parking lot, you know, you see the license plate, lots of Texas, you know, but they were from everywhere. I mean, it's everybody's dream to see this guy. And it was in a, you know, a huge, you know, stadium. So you could get tickets. I turned around, there were four guys, I think they were from Japan, and they're high-fiving me. We didn't know what each other were saying, but I understood Messi.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
Yeah, so that was really, you know, really entertaining. We stayed at my brother's house. He's an Alabama, you know, fan, and he'd watched the Alabama spring game and whatever. So it was pretty good. But I have watched the highlights, and I've read everything. And I mean, I think it was orchestrated the way spring games are. You know, you're going to score some points. You're going first team against the weaker guys, and so it's. But, you know, everybody likes this offensive line, and that's the major takeaway from me, is that you got a guy that can coach quarterbacks. He's got some talent. He's got some running backs. The tackles are immensely improved. But that's not saying a whole lot. But it's they've got a chance to run the ball, and that really helps your passing game. And you might be able to get some matchups and some one-on-ones that you're going to have some fun with.
We've got a former Arkansas player has just committed, Tremont Mark.
Yeah,
he's emerged Texas. From, going to Texas, Clay.
Yep. I forgot that guy. Who? Where'd you say what school?
That junior college down in Austin.
Okay. He's a tea sipper now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Hey, good luck to him. And, I mean, it's like, you know, here's the deal, and I said this during the time, so don't say I just came up with this line, but I watched Arkansas play Kentucky twice, and there wasn't one player in the 13 scholarship players on the Arkansas bench that John Calipari would have traded with one of his players. Not one. So, you know, don't fret on any of this stuff. He's going to bring in studs. And I don't know what this first wave will be like. I know the second wave will be decidedly different, but he's going to pick his players. And if he would have really wanted Mark, they would have ponied up with, you know, with a nice NIL deal. So good luck down there in Austin.
While we got you,
is that where that school is?
That's where that school is.
Still there, yeah. That
big Lucky guess.
That big crater in the center of Texas. Chuck actually made me happy. He disappointed several, multiple Hog fans during the Calipari press conference because he didn't jazz finger when he did the Hog call. Clay, how do you do the Hog call? Jazz fingers or no?
I don't think I even know. I mean, I've done it, and you know, it's I go to Razorback Club meetings. I've spoken at Razorback Club meetings where I'm on the podium, and you know, it's like that's how you end it. So I know I've done it. You know, I
stand with Chuck on this. By the way,
when you say you wiggle them,
yes.
Okay, is that what a jazz finger is?
Yes, that's jazz fingers. Yeah. I guess I do that. Okay, all right.
I think it's okay either way.
I stand with Chuck. We don't. No. And again, so I use DQ.
Do you try when you pull your arm down? Do you like? I'm going to pull my triceps. I'm going to pull it so hard.
No. See, I try and imagine what DQ's dad would do. I mean, he's a man of the land, and I don't see him using jazz fingers during a Hog call.
I think this is kind of taking you back. So when we had my dad's memorial service, it was at the auditorium at Little Rock Central, which is a massive place. It seats about 2,800, I think. And my stepmom wanted seniors. And so we got 20 ladies from the AME church in the East End, and they came and they sang. And they sang, you know, gospel songs. I mean, it was just wonderful. And when they sang, they went side to side. You know, they rocked. And there was one lady, she didn't rock. And so when we had the reception, I went up to her and I was like, how come you didn't rock? And I'm up there on the stage because I spoke. I did, you know, Nolan and I did the eulogy. And she goes, some days you feel it, some days you don't. But I think that's what the jazz fingers, I think there's some days that's what you want to do. And then there's some days that, okay, I'm going to call the Hogs, but I don't feel it today.
No. All right. That's fair.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.